You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, the Astros rolling along. That offense has gotten going. They're now 23-12 on the season heading into the series tonight. With the Boston Red Sox, their winning streak snapped on Saturday as the Nationals won 13-6, but then yesterday shutting them out 8-0.
I'm happy with this weekend, even though the winning streak was snapped, because this is the first time that they've scored six runs in back-to-back games, six runs plus in back-to-back-to-back games. I have been waiting for the offense to look like this, and I'm not saying it needs to be like this every night, but it's weird that to this point in the season, the Astros have been struggling to have those nights where they just win by clobbering teams to death. Instead, they've been doing it with pitching thus far. I feel like what their lineup is better than what their starting pitching is, what their rotation is, and that they will at some point this year have to win more games with their bats than with their pitching. Whatever the case, okay, the pitching has helped you out thus far. If the bats can catch up, maybe this is a sign that they're about to, because this was a good weekend for them. And in particular, Sunday and on Friday.
Not the best weekend for Christian Javier, but Justin Verlander, according to MLB's Brian McTaggart, keeps checking more boxes. He threw his hardest pitch of the season on Sunday. His previous hardest was 96.7. He also threw 107 pitches, which is the most he's thrown since tossing 120 in his no-hitter against the Blue Jays in 2019. I think that's a great sign.
Hell yeah, bruh.
That is a great sign. We actually have a caller.
We do. Eric calling in at 713-780-ESPN.
What's up, Eric?
Yeah, guys. Good show.
Thanks so much.
How come nobody mentioned the Dodgers cheating in 2017? Ooh, and the Kansas City Royals cheating in 2015, the World Series?
I want to hear about the Royals in 2015.
Is this a thing?
I actually have to Google this.
Yeah, Royals, I don't think we know about this.
Were they stealing signs? Ex-Royals player, June 17th, 2021. Ex-Royals player shoots down accusation KC cheated in 2015. Oh. Well, maybe this is where all the sign stealing really started to. And thank you, Kansas City Star, for your paywall. I hope you die. as a newspaper, not, you know, physically. Interesting. So pretty much the Kansas City Royals pulled a Houston Astros. This is from a Mets blog. Look, I don't know the specifics of it. We talk about it. The problem is baseball did not want to dive any further into it than they did with just the Astros. They did not investigate the Yankees or Red Sox for anything that was done post 2017. They assumed that they just stopped altogether. They did not investigate any other team, and they told everyone to shut the bleep up, in my estimation, just because of the fact that you weren't hearing from any teams in the wake of it. Everyone was so damn chirpy, and all of a sudden, whoop, crickets, unless it's somebody who's out of the game or someone like Brian Cashman now who's bringing it back because his job is in danger. It was weird how it just became a non-story. And I remember when I was up in Seattle, we were about to have a guy on to talk about cheating that was taking place in Los Angeles and in other teams too, and he backed out at the last second. He backed out.
Now, who is this guy?
I'm not saying.
An athlete?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying there was a he was a pitcher.
Oh,
and
he
was going to come on, and he
I
said,
thought you meant just a random guy on the street. Why would you tell me the name of a guy?
No, this was an ex.
Wow.
This was an ex player, and he said, like, look, this is going on everywhere. What the Astros did was bad, but there are other versions of this going on elsewhere. And that story that no one talks about, I think that they should, is that okay? The Colorado Rockies were doing it in their own way too. They had a Theragun that they were hitting on the bench. The reason that no one talks about that as much, though, is because the Rockies sucked. And it just makes me wonder, like, how much of an advantage did this actually give the Astros? Might have given them some advantage, but to act like this was the end-all be-all as to why they were good, I don't know. I think the lineup and the team's success in the years since that speaks for itself.
Multiple things can be true. The Astros can have cheated and can have done it better than anybody else, while teams maybe like the Royals and definitely the Dodgers. And yes, the Rockies cheated as well. The Astros just simply maybe more advanced. So the Astros taking on the Red Sox this weekend. And the Yankees are on fire as well. The more that the Yankees play, I mean, the more the question gets tossed around. Could this be the ALCS matchup?
It needs to be a playoff matchup. I will be very unhappy if it's not. Astros Yankees, because I want to shove the Yankees in a locker again, and then I want to make fun of my Yankee fan friends. Even though I am 100% a bandwagon jumper, every single team that I have liked over the course of the last over the course of the last 18, 17 years or so have owned that Yankee ass. Red Sox and the Astros. And I just love watching Yankee fans who once were so proud and so arrogant. I remember growing up, I got in a fight, Vanessa, when I went to high school in Florida. Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida is randomly a Yankee fan hotbed. And I remember I got into a fight with somebody while wearing a Red Sox shirt the day after the Red Sox lost the 2003 ALCS. And I swore on that day, vengeance. But all these other teams have given me the vengeance that I needed, but not enough. And I need the Astros to stuff the Yankees into a locker one more time. Because every single time that they do it, great. And the next step of them stuffing them into a locker could be Aaron Judge leaving in free agency at the end of the year and Brian Cashman getting fired. More bodies. Let's go.
Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson, according to Josina Anderson, has a very busy week ahead.
Ooh.
She initially reported that Deshaun Watson is taking the Browns offense to the Bahamas this weekend. They apparently have a field reserved. The whole point of the trip is to build chemistry, etc. But then she tweeted a couple of minutes ago that the NFL officials are currently scheduled to meet with Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson in Texas this week. So he's going to maybe be investigated by the NFL and then turn around and take the Browns offense to the Bahamas to train. Busy week for DW4.
Yeah, well, I'm very curious as to what those meetings are going to entail, because I imagine he's going to do the same, hey, not say anything thing that he had been doing before.
Can he do that with the NFL?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I guess he can, but that's not smart. Don't you think he's going to deny it?
But there's no perjury possibilities, I think, when you know, it's the NFL talking to you as opposed to the law. Oh, we do have another call, 713-780-3776. Rudy. The subject line reads, Astros
Rudy.
Cheated. Rudy, what's up?
Hello?
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to your comments about the Astros cheating season. Been brought back into the news. And I know this is not a popular argument in the Houston sports regional market, but I can tell you everywhere else it is that they want the Astros fans to shut up and move on, because as long as you try to rationalize it by bringing up what others did, it doesn't take 1 second away from what the Astros did. It didn't raise them on the ethical scale.
When you say they, who do you mean? Like, who's they? Who wants
What's
the
that?
Who's they? You said they want the Astros to shut up. Who's they?
I think the Astros themselves as an organization, they could have took two roads on this, and they chose the road of us against them.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'd say Jim Crane started it. And
but us against them
start,
is more fun,
the
Rudy.
Apology on. What?
Us against them is more fun, Rudy. Like, it's fun to get all angry at a group of detractors and haters. It just is. I mean, that's how this was always going to go. You know, and as someone who grew up a Patriots fan, this is exactly what Patriots fans did last decade. You know, the decade before that.
No, that's not. No, I got to stop you there and argue the point that that's not the way it was going to go automatically.
Yes, it was.
That's the way Jim Crane chose that road. If he would have, for instance, been completely empathetic to, first of all, the fans who he ripped off,
nah.
He put us through 3 years of 100 losses.
I mean, but they won a World
to
Series.
Have a cheating team. He could have took the banner down from Minute Maid Park. That
no.
would have been the first step.
No, they had to take the banner from our cold damn hands.
You can say no, but that attitude has sold out the Astro franchise to a bunch of.
Are you an Astros fan, Rudy?
Baseball. I was a staunch. I have collected, cards of specific players. I loved
so you're
Jose
out.
Altuve.
Okay. Okay.
I am no longer. No, I say I like the Astros of the other players that are coming up, but until they rid the team of that 2017 dugout that participated in that, they can't move on.
Even Jose Altuve, even Jose
Salt
Altuve,
it?
Who the his other teammates
well,
have
Altuve
said that he didn't cheat.
Is never going into the Hall of Fame, and as great of a player as he was, he's tarnished his his legacy. I mean, that's a fact.
He's been the same player.
If he buys a house,
but Rudy, he's been the same player that he was before for the entirety of his career.
He is an awesome player. There's nobody ever going to debate that. He's probably the most legitimate guy playing now that it could reach 3,000 hits. He's a magnificent player. But magnificent people do very bad things. The very bad thing was nobody in that dugout stood up and said no.
Well, nobody. AJ Hinch hit the TV screen with the baseball bat.
Supposedly, Altuve was not happy with it either.
That's a false argument. And how he got one
of 30
jobs in the world.
No, it's not false. The TV literally was smashed.
His response of hitting a monitor with a ball bat and breaking it is not the manager taking a leadership role and saying, this will end, and this will end right now. In the clubhouse, address all the players. That did not happen. Not one player did that. And yes, I hold that against every player, batter that was knowingly involved in it, whether they specifically benefited or not. And I think the fact that Marwin Gonzalez got a career contract from the Minnesota Twins is another effect of
Rudy,
baseball.
Okay,
so where
all right,
they
Rudy.
Thought
very
they
angry.
Were
hey, we
somebody
appreciate your call.
Not.
We got it. We got
you just kicked
break.
The hornet's nest, so we really appreciate
yeah, we
the
do
phone call, Rudy.
That,
but we got to go.
Yeah, have fun with that.
All right, we will. Sincerely appreciate. We sincerely appreciate you listening. We have a couple of calls, guys.
That's a great outline.
It is. We are going to we're going to pick this conversation back up.
People are pissed off.
After the break, but first, Paul.
Yeah, listen, people. You know, if you're looking to make yourself some money, there are lots of ways that you can go about doing it. But you want to talk, if it comes to real estate, if that's how you want to do it, you want to talk to my friends at the Passive Investor Network. These guys are fantastic. PassiveInvestor.net is where you go to see the PIN method in action. And what they do is they will walk you through a personalized plan for you over 5 years to help you and your family get wealth through real estate. You can be involved if you want, but if you're someone like me who doesn't know a damn thing about real estate and doesn't feel like he has time to learn about real estate, these guys will take it out of your hands entirely. Of course, you can ask them questions about what's going on, but the Passive Investor Network, these guys are fantastic. May 21st, that's coming up, they will have a bus tour, and they will show you that five-year plan. You'll see properties early on in investment, and then you will see 5 years later what they get turned into. The Passive Investor Network, everybody. You're going to go to PassiveInvestor.net, promo code ESPN for that bus tour, which is coming up this weekend, PassiveInvestor.net.
ESPN 97.5. Vanessa and Gallant continues on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, if you were listening to our last segment, you heard a very passionate former Astros fan named
Rudy,
who said that he can no longer support the Astros until every single player that was on the 2017 squad is off.
I'll give Rudy this. Rudy's got morals. He's got convictions, you know? He can't be associated with the championship team. My mindset has always been, they didn't take the title away, and yeah, you probably don't like being slandered, but what you should do is just rub it in everyone's face that the Astros cheated and got away with it, because that makes them more angry. Do you want them to like you, or do you want them to hate you more? I want them to hate me more.
We have a caller named Blair who disagrees with Rudy. Blair, you're on Vanessa and Gallant. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
First of all, I disagree with pretty much everything that guy said, other than the fact that maybe we should own it a little bit. So I will start this by saying, you know what? We cheated. It was wrong. It may, you know, that type of live technology has no business in baseball, period. So let's just get that out of the way. That being said, you don't take down a banner. You don't stand up and say, I'm cheating, when you know the team that's one pitch away from beating you potentially is doing the same dang thing. You don't stand up. I mean, how many former players that we've played against in some of these series have to be like, you know what? They weren't the only ones. Was it not just a month or two ago that Chris Sale, a team that we beat and have lost to in these series, who we kicked his butt personally. I mean, he's a great pitcher, but we kind of got the best of him if anyone should, in the world should be mad about stealing signs, it should be him. And he flat out said, you know what? If they were the only ones, sure, take it down. But I know for a fact that they weren't. I think this Rudy guy has a very narrow and naive scope on cheating. He probably thinks those guys that showed up in court were the only ones taking steroids as well. So that's all I got to say. You don't stand up and give something back when you know if I would have just given it to the other person, are they going to take it down for cheating? No. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic. So that's all. Love
good stuff, Blair.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Blair.
I'm gonna make a somewhat devil's advocate argument for Rudy because I think everyone is right now just pissed off that this guy just we let him keep going and going and going. The point that he made that I do find a bit interesting, and I think about mafia movies when I think of it. Jim Crane did point out that other teams were doing it, and we all believe that other teams were doing it. Would there be any public, hey, other teams were doing it if he weren't doing things like that? Or if you know, some people in the Astros weren't doing things like that? Or would it just be, hey, they cheated, they were the only team to do it? And to Rudy's point where I brought up Spygate, the Patriots did not point at other teams necessarily. They just moved on about their business. If you watch a mafia movie, you see the guys who get pinched. Some will snitch.
Is Godfather a mafia movie? Godfather is a mafia movie, yes.
This would be more like Goodfellas, though. Some get pinched. You're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to bring everybody else down around you. And I think these are two totally different mindsets. But I actually understand the idea of, hey, I went down. I want to pull everybody else around me down. But there is this weird kind of gray area.
Bro code unspoken.
Yeah.
Not even only a bro code, almost the life code where you don't want to be that person.
You don't. Here's what's funny. Even if you're right in pointing out that other people did things, you look bad while you're trying to pull those teams down.
You look petty.
So maybe the Astros should have let people like us do it for them as opposed to getting in the dirt. And maybe that's what Rudy was trying to say. I think the idea of putting the banner, pulling down the banner is stupid. I want that known. To burn the rings or something like that too. Hell to the bleeping no. We all experienced that together. It was during an awful time here in the city. It was a blast. I had a great time.
It was awesome.
You had a great time. I was drunk doing a radio show at 3:30 in the morning, drinking champagne and yelling expletives while the Astros were winning the World Series. Like, I'm never letting that memory be taken away from me. You shouldn't either. But I understand where Rudy's coming from that specific point of that. Like, they're kind of being snitches in a way in that they're saying, well, the other teams did it. You know,
yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
There, to prove that there is every angle in the world, I Googled one of my favorite memories from the Astros cheating scandal, which was in the months that followed on the Today Show and some local news stations here like KHOU. They ran segments on how to talk to your kids about cheating in sports. And so that's proof to me that there was literally every angle. This was the biggest story in the country. This was in the A block of Lester Holt on NBC News. I remember because my mom texted me and was like, oh, they're talking about the Astros. Here's from HoustonMomCollective.com. Here's some of the points that you talk to your kids about the Astros cheating. Tell the truth about the Astros in a way that your child can understand. Point out to your child that heroes are people, and good people make bad decisions. Third point, just because everyone does it, doesn't make it right.
Unless you get away with it.
Right, and win the World Series. So there was really every angle, and so to your
Sorry,
point.
Sorry, Mr. Robarts, in eighth grade science class, I did cheat on that one test.
Right.
My bad.
To your point.
118.
We're not trying to necessarily defend Rudy, but there was all these different opinions. There were stay-at-home moms on how do you talk to your kids. There were people saying that the Astros should yank the banner, you know, take the banner down. There were people saying that every team did it and that it literally didn't matter. And what's most indicative of that is the fact that different players in MLB had different opinions. I mean, you even heard some players that were like, yeah, I'm not mad at the Astros at all. I'm good. A lot of the, you chiming in on the text line.
everyone hates Rudy.
Rudy, Rudy, no man, just no. Rudy's parents probably didn't let him watch MTV with that tape.
Hey, I wasn't allowed to either. That's not cool, man.
Rudy can run backwards through a cornfield naked with that tape. Come on, guys. Mean.
That would hurt too.
Yeah, it would.
The stocks. The stocks would hurt your.
I was going to name my firstborn Rudy, but not after that take. I was going to eat Rudy's barbecue for lunch, but Rudy
Don't do that to Rudy's barbecue. Come
at
on.
At that point, you're punishing yourself.
Right, yeah, right. That's Rudy's barbecue is fire.
This guy is the QAnon of the MLB. Listen, he's not an Astros lifer, but there had to be somebody like this. Who was going to feel like they could no longer attach themselves.
And
I will respect the conviction. I respect the conviction. I don't agree with anything that he said, especially when it comes to taking things down, but I respect the conviction. And I respect the fact that he gave us free content. Thank you, Rudy.
If you want
we to had fun with it.
Talk to us more about the Astros cheating scandal in person, come to our occasional invitational. It is on June 14th. Mm. Take the day off work. Call in sick. Play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 occasional invitational. Presented by SiteJab.com.
I'm going to throw a club,
benefiting
probably.
Kids meals. This year's tournament will take place Tuesday, June 14th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club.
Okay.
Each golfer will receive beverages from Carback Brewing Company,
hell yeah,
lunch from Mendocino Farms, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament.
Am I going to get awards?
I'm sure you will, Paul.
I want
register
a
now
trophy.
At ESPN975.com. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we call BS on a little ring chasing. That's next.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
I think I'm going to go to Carbach Brewing tonight.
No, I like Carbach.
Going to Carbach. And then Crawford Bach that out of it, as Jeff Plum says.
I was trying to think during the commercial break of things from Houston I still have a difficult time pronouncing. Because I used to be one of those people who would say humble, which is wrong.
Yeah, Mike Greenberg did that during the draft, I think.
I think I've also done like Tombal, you know.
It's easy when you're not from here. When I worked in Cincinnati, there was a street called Reading Road called, it's spelled Reading, but it's pronounced Reading.
Oh. Well, whenever I go up to New York and I see Houston Street, and I'm like, no, it's Houston Street, you
Rodeo
morons.
Rodeo Drive in L.A. will always get me.
Rodeo, yeah, but you know, whatever. Like, L.A., they don't matter. It's uncultured.
No, I mean, it's
uncultured people.
Rodeo.
They play root for the Dodgers,
spelled
stab
like
people
rodeo.
In parking lots. You know. Yeah, exactly. It's wrong. It's
completely wrong.
We are from a place with society, and... It is not Houston, you barbaric New Yorker, and it is not Houston. Like, stop screwing it up. These barbarians up there who root for the Yankees and these barbarians in Los Angeles who, like, want to, you know, pull out a shank on you in the parking lot, like, learn how to say your words.
I think my issue is how they correct you is they'll be like, it's Houston. Or it's Rodeo.
You're not from here. It's like, right. No, I'm not from here. I don't want to live in a $5,000 a month 2x4 plank. Yeah. I don't want to live on a plank by the sidewalk.
I may or may not have said Rodeo Drive when I was in L.A. last.
Say it. Say it every... I'm going to say it.
We're going to go shopping at Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, that's literally what I sounded like, though. That's the problem.
And I'll pull out my six shooters. And then I'll go to jail for 100 years for having a gun.
Chris Paul's chances to get a ring. It's been a topic of conversation, certainly last year when they made it to the finals, and then last night and this weekend as everything went down and the Mavericks embarrassed, eviscerated, humiliated.
He killed him.
All of the adjectives. Chris Paul going 0 for 11 the first half.
He was a minus 39. And look, plus
not
minus
good.
Sometimes is a little overstated in terms of how much meaning that has in a game. But you're minus 39. Holy crap. He was awful. He left the game with like a contusion. And he had so many bad games in this series after the Suns had taken a rather commanding 2-0 series lead. I got to say, I don't know that this is going to be the last opportunity for Chris Paul to win a championship because obviously the Suns made it to the finals last year and maybe they just hit the Mavericks at the absolute worst possible time. But it's not like this Dallas team is end-all, be-all world beaters right now. They're playing great. They really are playing great basketball. Luka is an incredible player. I think he had like 30 points in three quarters.
But and he was so relaxed.
He is ready for the big
moment. The memes of the way that he was looking at some of the Suns players were funny. Do you guys think that Chris Paul's chances to win a ring are gone? Have evaporated?
No. I think if he comes back next year, I feel like Phoenix has a chance. I mean, you know, Milwaukee lost in seven games in the second round of the playoffs too. A little different because Chris Middleton's out, but yeah, I don't know. Sometimes we overreact to it. I think it's just because Phoenix was the one seed and looked so good during the regular season that we're all like, well, he's never going to win it now. But they were in the finals last year.
They were.
I will say that also just the way they lost, like at least the Bucks came out and like fought in the first half and for part of the set. This game was over from the tip, so that makes it a little bit hard. But yeah, I do think that they have a chance next year. But Chris Paul, literally since his 37th birthday, which happened between game and, 2 and 3 of this series, he's just been a completely different guy. Yeah. It's like he made a deal with a genie or something.
Maybe he had
and
some carbs.
He just lost his powers.
Yeah, he might have had some cake, you know, he ate it too, and then he stopped being good at basketball.
When we talk about ring conversations, we got to talk about the NFL season that's coming up. There are a lot of guys that are ringless.
Yeah, not Tom Brady.
Which he has a couple.
He has all the rings.
Which ringless plebes. NFL player do you guys have high hopes for?
Getting
a
ring?
This season could get a ring.
Well, Josh Allen could. I don't want him to because I don't want Buffalo Bills fans to all of a sudden act like they're, you know,
Bills Mafia already act like they're everything.
The elitist douches that the Patriots fans have been over the last 20 years. I can't handle the comeuppance. I'm nervous about that. I'll be perfectly honest. Well, I don't know how many games Deshaun Watson's going to play this year, so I don't know if I can definitively say the Browns. You got to feel pretty good about the Browns going into this year. Guys who have not won. I can't do it with Lamar Jackson. I want to. I can't. I can't do it. I don't buy into the Chargers. And we're talking about quarterbacks here, right, Vanessa?
Yes, but quarterbacks, like which ringless quarterback? For me, it's Derek Carr. And this is just, this is who you have high hopes for. This is not who you think is definitely going to win the Super Bowl. But which ringless quarterback do you think, you know, do you have high hopes for? I would like to see the way that he and Adams, can they make that connection? We've all heard it ad nauseum, and it will only get worse during the season about them having gone to Fresno State together. He promised him a Cadillac. But I am excited to see it. Davante Adams turned down the same amount of money in Green Bay. He could have played with Aaron Rodgers again, so he sees something there. I think it would be cool. I think Derek Carr, I have high hopes for him. And look, he's in the worst division to try to advance in the playoffs,
yeah,
for
tough.
Sure, with the AFC West. I mean, one of those teams, it could be the Chargers, it could be the Raiders, is going to come out fourth in that division.
Do you think Russell Wilson can win his first ring?
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Okay, so before the show.
Because it has to be his ring. You know, it can't be.
So it's like you agreed with me without agreeing with me. I forgot Russell. I always think of, when I think of the Seahawks Super Bowl, I think Legion of Boom.
Because, yeah, they won it.
Legends. That's who I think won the Super Bowl.
It was like 43-8. There was a safety the first play.
Russell Wilson was on that team.
Right. And then, so, you know, many people are saying that Russell Wilson also, since he lost a Super Bowl with an interception that he threw to Malcolm Butler, that Super Bowl canceled out the Super Bowl that he won. So he has zero. The
so
Seahawks have
zero.
One Super Bowl, but Russell Wilson has zero Super Bowls.
Not a Russell Wilson stan over here.
Listen, I'm just speaking science.
True.
He lost that Super Bowl, and they, because of that, he lost his ring. Because no one in the locker room liked him ever again.
Yeah, this is when I realized, this take right here is when I realized, you're the Skip Bayless of Russell Wilson. Like, yeah. You're what Russell, what Skip Bayless
all
is
in.
To LeBron.
All
that's you.
In.
To, you're always there to be like, well, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but, well, actually, I mean, when has Russell Wilson done anything past the second round of the playoffs post-Legion of Boom? The answer is never. He has never done anything.
My
post
favorite,
Legion of Boom.
My favorite is when he named his dog Bronco, and Sean and I like just were so ready to have it in the show because we knew Paul would have take.
My favorite is when he named his child Wynn because he has never won a Super Bowl. Based off of my weird science.
If you don't count the Super Bowl he won,
right? He's never. You don't count the one that he's won.
But you're all about who drives the bus versus who's the passenger on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Sherman was driving that bus.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, a little AFC South check-in. Doug Peterson with some interesting comments on Trevor Lawrence. Doug Peterson, of course, the Jags head coach, saying, quote, Trevor Lawrence is so engaging right now. Paul had questions.
What does that even mean? He's so engaging. What? Does that mean he's like having conversations with his teammates?
I do think it's it'll be interesting to see what Trevor Lawrence can do in his second year now that he has a competent coach and that he's not playing for a circus.
While I'm on my inexact theories of science, one of my theories about quarterbacks who play at elite programs that overpower the rest of their conference, quarterbacks from USC, from Ohio State, I'm always a little dubious of. And while Deshaun Watson has been pretty good as a pro to this point in his career, I think that you could point at Clemson as another one of those teams who is in the ACC. They are clearly more talented than everybody in that conference. Year in, year out, they recruit better than everybody because Dabo Swinney has his weird little cult with baptismal ritualism that goes on. It's a little bit alarming, I think, the way that they kind of use religion as a recruiting tool.
It's very odd.
Whatever. But I wonder about someone like Trevor Lawrence still. I think he has a lot of talent, no doubt, but I also wonder, like, how much can he seriously carry a team on his back? Having Doug Peterson is going to help, but I am not one who believes it's a foregone conclusion that he will be good, and I would have believed that regardless of where he ended up after the draft. Like, I don't know. He has all these tools, but for some reason, there's something missing. I was never that, like, wowed by him in college.
Treylon Burks not wowed by his first day of practice. 86 degrees at St. Thomas Sports Park as the Titans took the field for the first time. And Treylon Burks didn't make it through
because
he was dehydrated.
That is a great sign. You just traded A.J. Brown, and the Titans replaced him with this guy. 86 degrees? I go day drinking in 100-degree heat. You don't see me dehydrated. I'm drinking a natural diuretic. See me dehydrated. Listen, I'm simplifying it and speaking tongue in cheek here. 86 degrees? That's
nothing.
That's on it. Like, yeah, come to Houston for a day.
Can I interest you in another AFC South rookie getting dehydrated?
Let's do it.
Colts second round pick Alec Pierce left Friday's rookie mini camp. Frank Reich said, quote, "I think he's fine. I didn't really check that deeply. I think it's a little bit of dehydration."
Don't they practice in a dome?
They do. So these guys essentially need to drink water.
Seriously, do we need... Okay, like Tom Herman was awful, obviously, at Texas. But at least he had the P chart. You're supposed to drink water basically every hour of the day if you're an athlete. This is basic stuff. In high school, when I was playing high school football in Florida, you had to have a bottle of water in every single class. Like, that was taught to you by the seniors. The seniors would teach the freshmen, hey, look, it's going to be hot as balls out here because we're going to be practicing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be humid. So fill up a bottle of water. So every single player on the football team would generally have to go leave class. Like, I had to go to the bathroom in every single class that I took during football season because I would just drink a bottle of water, then go to the bathroom at some point during class.
Yeah, I ran cross country. I get it, but especially during the summer.
In high school, you actually, like, you need a hall pass probably to go refill your water bottle at the bubbler or something like that. But come on, guys. Like, being dehydrated? Like, this is really pathetic. You can't be dehydrated as a football player. I'm sorry. That's pathetic.
Treylon Burks and Alec Pierce.
86 degrees.
Little local angle AFC South could be good for the Texans if these guys have come play down here in that hot weather. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we wrap it up with a little bit of garbage time, plus a baseball legend caught napping at an NBA game. That's next.
ESPN 97.5. Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I think A-Rod is doing just fine after he and J-Lo split up. Everybody felt sorry for him, but he's got a hot late 20s blonde girlfriend who's seems like a bodybuilder according to her Instagram.
He has a type.
Yeah, he definitely does.
He likes him a little muscular.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. He doesn't date skinny girls.
Right. There's like a little bit of bulk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. He apparently called it a bit early.
Like some athletic.
On a Sunday afternoon in Phoenix. We were talking about the Suns-Mavs game, how boring it was. The Mavs, of course, ahead by 30 at halftime. And the Jumbotron took a shot and the broadcast took a shot of some of the different celebrities because, as Sean Mapes says, they were trying to promote who was at the game. It was so boring. They pan to a picture of Alex Rodriguez with said hot blonde girlfriend, and he's sleeping. I mean, like, he his eyes are closed
good,
for like a minute straight.
Good for him. You know, I've done that before. I've fallen asleep at a sporting event.
Have you really? Which one?
Oh, I did. So it was the season finale in 2016 between the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers in Vancouver.
You fell asleep at a hockey game?
Well, yeah, because we had been day drinking all day, and I was absolutely plastered.
Oh,
why
okay.
were you at this game?
Yeah.
It was a bachelor party, and we thought, hey, let's go to a Canadian hockey game. We've never been. So there were like 13 of us, and yeah, I fell asleep. Your boy couldn't hang.
I've fallen asleep at a bar, but never at a loud sporting event. I don't know that I've ever gone to a sporting event that drunk, though.
Yeah. look. It happens. Maybe Aaron had a couple of drinks.
But this hot blonde is trying to talk to him and have a conversation with him.
Well,
and he's still asleep.
You know, every now and then.
Also.
All becomes the same.
Also, I mean, she has to be like, oh, yeah, at that moment, like, I am just arm candy for Aaron.
Right. Like,
with this
I don't know. It could be more than that. I think she's very attractive. So, I think the guy just fell asleep. Whatever.
Let me just say, if J-Lo's talking to him, he doesn't fall asleep.
No, I think he would.
Ooh, great point, Sean.
I think he would.
Do you feel like she'd like slap him upside the forehead?
Yeah, she's Ginny from the block. Of
course
she would.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. Yeah, and this young blonde thing, she's got to know her place. All right, it is time for garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
JUCO transfer quarterback General Booty has announced that he is committing to Oklahoma.
That's
the
a real
source
name.
Is General Booty himself.
I heard this at the end of the bench this morning. And Lance put on like a Confederate accent. It was pretty funny. Yeah, that is a name. General Booty. I mean, it honestly sounds like a porn star. I mean,
his dad was apparently former LSU receiver Abram Booty.
And he named his kid General.
Yeah. The full name? Are you guys ready for the full name?
No, I don't think so.
General Axel Booty.
Axel?
General Axel Booty.
This sounds like a bad guy in the Mad Max universe.
If you told me that, if somebody was writing a movie and they came up with this name, I wouldn't let him put it in because it's too unrealistic.
Wow.
Is naming your kid General, like, that's cool? You can name your kid after a military rank? Isn't that stolen valor?
It's a little odd.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like Colonel is a nickname, but nobody actually names their kid Colonel. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of a person being called Colonel who isn't in the military.
Okay, there's somebody
Duke
locally called Sarge, but he was in the military.
Yeah.
I don't think his actual name is Sarge.
No, though. No, it's Brian.
It's Big Sarge, actually.
Well, Big Sarge. Yeah, put some respect on that.
I know, I like him, but to your point, his actual name isn't Sarge.
It's Big Sarge, yes.
This guy's actual name is General. Like, on his birth certificate, it says General Axel Booty.
I think, what was his dad's name? Atticus or something?
Abram.
Abram.
Abram Booty.
Abram Booty was stealing valor. He set up his kid to steal valor.
Named after a tank, maybe?
I don't know.
Like an M1 Abram?
Abram is a very old-sounding name.
Yeah, it sounds biblical.
What if they have, like, an old-school broadcaster on one of these Oklahoma games? General Booty, backup, has entered the game. It's going to sound weird.
Booty, back to front. Well, there was a John David Booty, too.
Yeah, thank God Brent Musburger isn't going to be calling any of his games.
No,
I'm sure he would have some.
I kind of want it.
That'd be a fun one.
Speaking of Booty, look at his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kids growing up in Alabama. They're going to want to be last name Booty. And look at that booty.
Never
jiggling around out there in the pocket.
What was her name? McCarron?
Catherine Webb.
Catherine Webb McCarron. It's McCarron now, but Catherine Webb.
He said nothing wrong in that
Every
moment.
Red-blooded American young boy is...
The camera zoomed in. What's he supposed to say? Nothing to see here? You know what I would do? I would be worse. So Brent, like, he carried himself with composure.
You would be worse. I'd be like, you can't handle a pretty girl walking by.
I'd be like, sup?
Microphone with short circuit because he's slobbering
all over. Yeah.
A huge congratulations to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
She is your SI swimsuit 2022 cover model. It's actually four women. Sierra is one of them as well.
Oh,
so
congratulations
to Sierra.
This is bogus.
And Kim Kardashian, Mae Musk, which I believe is Elon Musk's mom, and Yumi Nu, who is a plus-size model. It is, quote, four groundbreaking women photographed separately in locations worldwide.
Because she had sex on camera?
And a lot of plastic surgery.
She put no effort into that.
Remember,
sex. No one talks about that.
Young women, you are not ugly. You're just poor. It is always important. If you have a daughter, no, seriously.
What
if,
a
you
take.
Have, if you have a daughter, if you have a daughter, I want you poor. To listen to what I'm saying right now.
Just put a big giant tire in your ass. You'll
I
be
want
fine.
Every man listening to Google, if you have a daughter and she's struggling with self-esteem, to Google pictures of Kim Kardashian before her plastic surgeries. And to make sure your daughter knows that nothing on that is real.
Just not, I don't know.
You're not ugly.
I've never gotten
poor.
It. I've never gotten the Kim Kardashian love. I never have. I really don't. People are trying to be her. Like, they get the exact same body. And there's a certain point where it's a little too much. That's just... That's all. That's me. Whatever. We all have our own tastes. That's gross that she made it to the cover of the Sports Illustrated cover. This is the magazine needs to be canceled officially. Like, it is now just about, like, hey, how do we get headlines? Let's put Kim Kardashian
right.
on it, because some idiot like Paul will get mad on the radio and bring us free publicity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is like the logical conclusion of the swimsuit issue, where all it is just to sell extra magazines,
right.
Which I don't know if they're still doing that. But
I don't even know, because, like, I remember when Kate Upton was on it, that was one of the last, like, big, because I gave them the edition to my little brother, and he and his middle school friends couldn't believe
just
felt like it was the biggest gift ever. That was the last, the issue with Kate Upton was the last one I remember being the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Put AOC or Greta Thunberg on it now.
Oh,
if you're just basically trying to steal, like, outrage points so people will buy your magazine.
That's what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
This is now just, like, nakedly, like, who can we put on it
right.
that will get
Elon Musk's mom, who's in her 70s.
It's like they were, like, trying to get everyone they could.
Pull a Time magazine in 1933. Just put Hitler on it, okay?
Whoa.
In a bikini. Yeah, like, just do that.
Whoa. Meanwhile, a Charlotte woman said she was startled to learn she is being evicted after her 21-year-old daughter and a friend twerked in the pool of their high-rise apartment complex last
month. They're being evicted?
They are being evicted.
Whoa, that is way too far.
This happened in Charlotte. Is it okay to evict somebody for twerking?
No, what's wrong with that?
Paul's like, bring on the twerking. In
Paul's looking to open up a
I have no comment on that
apartment.
Matter.
Only twerking.
I have no comment on that matter. All I am saying is that is ridiculous. Like, they must have done other stuff. That must have been the final straw. They must be playing loud music or something like that all the time. They must be, like, extremely loud. There's no way it's just that. Because they are going to get killed in a lawsuit if it's just that.
I like this story that you put on our rundown about the hypersonic jet that Tom Cruise piloted in the upcoming Top Gun movie, which is the sequel, of course, looked so real and scary that China actually moved its spy satellite to a different route to photograph it. Shout out to Tom Cruise. That's a real thing.
Because they
want
to put, like, a pirated version of the movie in China, probably.
It's according to luxurylaunches.com.
I wonder who the enemy in this movie is of the new Top Gun, because the Russians aren't, you know, the enemies anymore.
Well, I've never seen the original.
The original Top Gun, they never actually say Russian. They never say a country.
But it was implied, because they're MiGs.
Yeah, is Top Gun good? Do I need to see Top Gun?
It's a classic.
Yeah, I would say, is it good?
Doesn't hold up, but it's
a
classic.
Is it a classic? Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Because I think Jerry Maguire is a good movie.
The thing I don't like about that movie is they play Take My Breath Away like 37 times.
It's more fun than Jerry Maguire. I'm not sure if it's better than Jerry Maguire.
All right.
The
I'm
scene
gonna
where
watch
they play volleyball. You would like a scene where they play volleyball.
Yeah, no.
You would be very, very happy.
I am saying you will enjoy this movie. I do not know if it's good.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. All right, that's been another edition of Vanessa and Gallant. Up next, you have Jeremy Branham, you have Joel Blank, the Killer Bees from 12 to 3. Stick right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.